Today we're going to discuss the topic of reading from a Sefer Torah that is possible. That is possible. There's a Rashi in this week's parasha. I don't have a chumash here. We'll do without the Rashi. Where Hashem gave Moshe Rabbeinu the luchos. Okay, the luchos shniyos. Vayomer Hashem solachti chidvarecha. And there the pasuk says al pi hadvar mo'ela. What? Thank you very much. Okay, so we have over here at the end of the middle of the parasha, there's a Rashi which tells us Dvarim Shebal Peh Shebuchsav Iyata Rashaila Oimran Bal Peh. Okay, Avayim Hashem Moshe Psalucha Shnei Luchos Avonim Kol Yishonim V'chasati Aluchos Asadim Hashem Ahiyu Aluchos Hashem Shibarta. Okay, Vayivso. Then we go down. Let's see if I can find it. I don't know, that's not the post I want to read. The post that Rashi mentions about that they're only allowed to write, you're only allowed to write it. It's not allowed to be Baal Peh. No, there's something in this parasha. Let me see if I can quickly find it. Maybe it's at the end. Here it is. Okay, here I got it. Okay, it's the end of the parasha. Pasuk of Zion. Vayoymer Hashem. Okay, Vayoymer Hashem el Moshe. Kisav lecha. Vayoymer Hashem el Moshe. Kisav lecha es hadvorim ho'ele. Ki al pi hadvorim ho'ele korati it kabris v'chol v'es Yisrael. Rashi, Pasuk of Zion. The loy atob es advarim ho'ela. I want you to write down these words. The loy atar reshay lichtoiv Torah shebal peh. You're only allowed to write down Torah shebal sav. You're not allowed to write the Torah shebal peh. Period. That's it. So we see over here a difference between Torah shebal sav, Torah shebal peh. Torah shebal sav is in writing. Torah shebal peh is al peh, and you're not allowed to reverse. Now, as an extension of this pasuk, we are familiar with the Maamar Chazal that just like Dvarim Shebal Peh may not be put in writing, Dvarim Shebichsav may not be said Baal Peh. Now that is one of the main reasons why you're not allowed to lane from a Sefer Torah that is possible. Now it's not 100% accurate, but if a Sefer Torah is not kosher, you're missing something. Then it could happen in the long run that the part of the, let's say one word is missing. The word that's missing, you're going to have to read it Baal Peh. You call up someone for an aliyah, Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe Lemar. The word Moshe is missing. So, Vayidaber, oh, so I'll say it by heart. I'll say, Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe, I know the word, I'll say it by heart. That's not Kriyas HaTorah. Kriyas HaTorah is to read what is written in the Torah. So when you are going to learn from Apostle Sefer Torah, from Sefer Torah that is Apostle, part of the problem, I'm telling you, it's coming from Rabbi Toledano. Rabbi Toledano, we use this term a couple of times, is from he's the son-in-law of Rav Avadi Yosef Zecher Tzadik Livracha, and he explains that part of the problem of learning from a Sefer Torah that is not kosher is there's going to be a point in time when you learn, you're going to be reading something Baal Peh. You have to relate this information to the people, and it's not in the book, it's not in the Sefer, and it's going to be, have to relate it Baal Peh, and that is a violation of the law.
It's not in the Sefer that you read this week, maybe it's another Sefer.
So, you're right, so this week it's not a problem, that's part of the question that we're going to touch upon. Let's say the Psul is in Chumash Devarim, and we're now in Chumash Shemos, but since it's part of a Sefer Torah, and the purpose of the Sefer Torah is a unit, is to be an object from which we are Mekayim, to use such a Sefer Torah, which in essence is to put in writing what must be put in writing, and is now in a state, is in a current state, which you must fill in the gaps, Baal Peh, is not a Sefer Torah. It goes against the grain of what the Sefer Torah is. If we did not have this prohibition, we would not need a Sefer Torah. We would bring people to shul with good memories, photographic memories, like a Mayevsky. No, we need a Chumash. You don't need a Chumash.
You have a choice between a missing word in the Sefer Torah you discovered in the Parsha, or read the whole parasha from the Chumash.
It's the same thing, because the Chumash is not a kosher Sefer Torah.
But you're not skipping any words. You're reading every word.
It doesn't matter. We'll explain.
The Torah is perfectly kosher.
Yeah. Of course. You have to read it from the Sefer Torah. But the essence of the Sefer Torah in this respect, this is a new idea. This is not the typical idea of why we lay from the Sefer Torah. It's an object which fulfills the concept of Devarim Sheb Bichsav must be put in writing. That's what it's there for. So, because if we're not for that halacha, we would not need a Sefer Torah. There is tradition. Look, until modern times, and I'm talking about the 2,000 years, until 2,000 years ago, Mishnayis, no one put Mishnayis in writing. Mishnayis were transmitted from generation to generation of memory. Torah Shebal Peh, Torah Shebal Peh. People had good memories. So if you have a good memory, people have good memories, you don't have to have a Sefer Torah. The same way we can memorize Shisha Sidrei Mishnah, you can memorize Shas and Poskim, you'll memorize Chamisha Yichum Shei Torah. It comes to Shul, there's Kriyas HaTorah, someone gets up, and he will just, from memory, will recite the Parshas HaShavua. Why do we have to have a Sefer Torah, period? Chumash is even better. I mean, but why do you need a Sefer Torah? Why do you need a Chumash? You have nothing. Let a person get up and just, through memory, and read what this week's Parah. Yamoid, Koyin come up, and the Baal Kori will lay in Baal Peh the first Aliyah.
Yeah, then the Beis Hamikdash from after Yom Kippur.
So there it goes to show. They touch upon that. So the answer is no, you can't do that, because the Torah demanded that there are things that are Torah Shebichsav, and Torah Shebichsav must be put in writing, and part of being put in writing is whenever you refer to the Dvarim Shebichsav, it has to be accessed and related to the Tzibur through an object that is Bichsaf. So if you're going to have an object that's lacking, that's missing some of the Torah, this goes against the grain of what Torah Shebichsav is. So every time you learn from the Sefer Torah, it's a new idea, but every time you learn from the Sefer Torah that's possible, what you're really doing in one respect, so this is a new idea to me, in one respect is you are violating the principle of Dvarim Shebichsav I Atar Rishai Lo'oimram Alpeh. Even though this week is not a week when you have the problem, because in this week's parasha everything is there, the part that's missing in the Sefer Torah is another week, but that's not what a Sefer Torah's purpose is. It's one unit. The Sefer Torah's purpose is to put in writing the Dvarim Shebichsav, and when we access this, we access this from the proper document, from the proper Sefer Torah, and if it's missing, you are partially violating the principle of Dvarim Shebichsav I Atar Rishai Lo'oimram Alpeh. Now this is going to have a very major leniency. And what is the major leniency? Now let's right away jump to the topic. Let me actually read you the words of the Gemara, which... Oh,
is the Torah possible? It's only possible until someone declares it possible.
Oh, exactly. So let's discuss this right now. What happens when you're laning? You're laning from the Sefer Torah, and you get up to Shvi. It's a long parasha, this week parasha Kisisa. And let's say, Chas Hashem, the last pasuk you realize is possible. The last pasuk. You have to do the whole thing all over from the very beginning? Start from the very beginning?
Well, Bereshit is
all. Oh, maybe it's go from Bereshit. Well, Bereshit, you'll say you can't, there's a certain time, you can't go back for parasha. But maybe you should lean over the entire parasha. So no one, absolutely no one, will tell you that you should go back and you should lean over the entire parasha. So what do you want to do? It's a chazaka. Until now it was kosher, and now it became possible. Well, if there's a crack in the letter, maybe you have a lumnus, you can say that until now there was no crack, and now the letter cracked. Suddenly it cracked right when you got up to this aliyah. You can say a chazaka. But if the words are missing, and there is a misspelling, and the words just were not there, there's no way you can say a chazaka. The pasuk wasn't there. There was a major flaw in the Sefer Torah. Right, so okay, that sounds different now. But what are you going to do? So there's the mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah. So what is the halacha? So logically you would say you have to go back and read over the entire thing all over again. Isn't that the logical? If you ask a child in cheder, you have Kriyas HaTorah, you have kosher Sefer Torah, and you find a bloody problem, so you should have to read the entire Sefer Torah. Yet the poskim all are clear as day. You don't do that. You go and you just take out a new Sefer Torah and you continue learning from where you found the mistake. Do you make a bracha? Do you not make a bracha? That's machlek sapoitin. The Mishnah Berurah says that if you already learned from psukim, you should make a bracha acharena. The Mishnah Berurah says if you're learning from the Sefer Torah and you find a psul, so you if you already laying three psukim, you close the Sefer Torah and you make the second baruch, baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu asher nasa lanu Torah asanes. You make the concluding bracha. Other psukim disagree.
You mean after you finish?
No, then you take out a new Sefer Torah and you start where you start. You make a new. You call up a new person, new oila. The aliyah ends there. If you find the psul in the Sefer Torah according to the Mishnah Berurah, the aliyah ends where you find the psul, provided you have laned at least three psukim. If you have laned at least three psukim and you now find the psul, that's where the aliyah stops, and the oila, he makes the concluding bracha. He makes the concluding bracha, you put back the Sefer Torah, you take out a new Sefer Torah, you call up a new person for a new aliyah, and you continue where you left off.
Lichatchila cannot step be.
No, a new person. He finished his aliyah. You only give a person one aliyah.
He
already learned three psukim. If you already learned three psukim, you call up a new person, lichatchila, if you can, you should learn seven aliyahs in from that time and in the new Sefer Torah. What?
Never
go back to the beginning. You never go back to the beginning. You only go forward. If you don't have enough psukim in the Sefer Torah to lay in the seven aliyahs, so you don't lay in seven aliyahs. You just lay in whatever is left. If you have enough psukim in the new Sefer Torah to go to the very end, you can lay in seven aliyahs. That's the shita of the Mishnah Berurah. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch follows a different set of Rishonim. It says that if you find the psul in the Sefer Torah, you do not make the concluding bracha. You just close it where you find the psul. You take out a new Sefer Torah, and you continue from where you go back a pasuk, you go to the pasuk and no bracha, no bracha rishayna, and the same fellow, you continue where you left off, and you go. We once had a discussion years ago. It was wasn't uncommon to find a psul in the Sefer Torah because all the Sefer Torah were very old. They were taken from Europe. They were old. It was very common to find. There were no computer checks in those days. Today, it's very rare to find a psul in the Sefer Torah. How often do you go to shul and they'll find themselves in the Sefer Torah when they're learning? Very, very rarely. And today, used to be years ago, the trend was the Paiskin, they followed the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. When they found the psul, they would stop where they found the psul, they would put it back, take out a new one, and they would continue. And the person who got the aliyah would continue with his aliyah, and he would make the bracha achron at the end of the new Sefer Torah. Today, that's not the way most rabbanim do. Today, most rabbanim, we live in a Mishnah Berurah world. We live in the Mishnah Berurah revolution, and everyone follows what the Mishnah Berurah says. And today, you'll see if it happens, the person that got the aliyah will immediately make the bracha acharoina, provided that the three psukim were read, and then they'll put away that aliyah is over. They take out a new Sefer Torah, they call up another new person, gets an aliyah, and he makes a bracha rishoina and bracha acharoina. That's what's commonly done today because somehow that's the trend has changed. But the point I want to make over here is no one will tell you that you should go back and lean over the entire parsha. And we should know there are opinions in the rishonim that say you should. You should go back. But we don't follow that. And what's the lamed? So Rav Toledano, he says his own chiddush. He says an amazing chiddush. He says, what's the reason why? What's the lamed and why you don't take a new Sefer Torah? The reason is because, why do you have a Sefer Torah? Because Dvarim Shebel Bechsav, there's nothing inherently wrong with the Sefer Torah that's possible. The reason what's wrong with this, that's because it's because you have to learn from Ksav. Dvarim Sheb Ksav I Atar Rishai Lo Omer Malpeh. When you learned from the Sefer Torah, did you learn it Ksav? Did you actually learn it Ksav? You certainly did. You didn't discover a mistake until you got to the mistake. Right, you lain the first aliyah, the second, the third aliyah. Did you lain the Dvarim Shebichsav from a Ksav? Absolutely. L'chatchila, had you known that there's one section of this Sefer Torah that is possible, then this Sefer Torah is not a Sefer Torah that you want to use to fulfill Kriyas HaTorah Dvarim Shebichsav. But since the bottom line is that when you did lain the first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth aliyah, you lained it from a Dvarim Shebichsav, it was good. It was good. Now you have a psul. Now you have a psul, so you can't continue learning from this section from the Sefer Torah that's possible, because you can't learn Devarim Shevach Sav from something that doesn't appear. It'll be Baal Peh. And the whole Sefer Torah now becomes an object. But that does not take away from the fact that Me'ikar Hadin, when you learn from the first section, you did not know about that there was a problem. It was a good learning. Because the only reason why you need a kosher Sefer Torah is that it should be Devarim Shevach Sav from Ksav. So it was Devarim Shevach Sav, Shevach Sav. L'chadchila, if the Sefer Torah is possible, it's not a, in other words, he's saying it's not a psul in the Heftza. It's not a psul in the Heftza. It's a psul in the Gavra. You have an obligation to lane from a Dara Shevach Sav. If the Heftza happens to be a problem, then you don't use this Heftza to fulfill your obligation. But after the fact, when you find a psul that does not take away one iota from the fact that you were Mekayim the Halach of laning Devarim Shevach Sav.
So that point, you were kosher, everything was good.
It's more than that. He's saying a very powerful lundus. We are brainwashed in thinking that the Sefer Torah is a Heftza. In other words, this is not only him, it's a Chazal. It's like a Lulav. It's like a Sefer Torah is like an Esrog and a Lulav. If you take the Esrog and the Lulav, it's a Heftza Shol Mitzvah. And if there's a problem in the Heftza, the Pitim is missing, the Ukit is missing, or there's some type of defect in the Esrog, so it's a Heftza Shol Mitzvah that's possible. That's not what Kriyas HaTorah is. The Sefer Torah is not an Esrog, it's not a Lulav, it's not a pure tefillin, it has to be perfectly square. A Sefer Torah is just a means, is a way for you to be Mekayim a mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah. There's a mitzvah to read the Torah. There's a tenai in reading the Torah that you're not allowed to say it Baal Peh. It has to be said from a text. Because of this halacha and this parasha. This Torah Shevach Peh is Dafka Baal Peh, and Torah Shevach Sav is Dafka B'chsav. Now, there's also a chumrah that if anywhere in this Sefer Torah there is something that's lacking, so that means that you're not going to be able to be Mekayim on that part of the Sefer Torah reading it from a Ksav. It's going to have to be violated and be read the Peh. So that automatically disqualifies this object from being used anywhere to Mekayim the mitzvah of Torah, of Kriyas HaTorah. But that is only when you know it to be so. When you don't know it to be so, we don't extend the defect in the Sefer Torah like a Apostle Esrog and Apostle Lulav. Apostle Esrog, Apostle Lulav is a pure Heftza. The Heftza is no good, it's no good. A Sefer Torah is not a Heftza. A Sefer Torah is there in order to Mekayim Torah Dvarim Shebechsav, it must be Bechsav. And we're very, very machmir that if there's a defect anywhere later in the Sefer Torah, I can't even use it. But that's not Me'ikar Hadin, because Me'ikar Hadin, when I read it from the Ksav, it was the Ksav. So it takes away the severity of when you find a problem after the fact. And that's why it logically explains why you don't have to go back and read over all over the Kriyas HaTorah. If the Sefer Torah is a Heftza, like an Esrog and a Lulav, and it turns out I must use a Heftza Shol Mitzvah, and I lane from the Sefer Torah and it's possible, so the Heftza was no good. I need to take out a new Heftza and start all over again. But that's not what a Sefer Torah is there. The Mitzvah is to read. Is to read the words of the Torah. You need to use an object called the Sefer Torah to allow you to mekayim that mitzvah. This object has to be perfect l'chatchila, because you have to read it from a text. But b'di'evit, when you find a defect later on in the Sefer Torah, it does not take away from the fact that when you read those words in the Sefer Torah, you were reading it from an actual document. That's one lumdus and why it's kosher.
The fallacy in that lumdus is that if you take it to the next level,
yeah,
and you could say, well, then I can't be Mekayim Harshis Tisisa, but then Ivayakel, I could use that
Harshis. Look, the Chazal built in a mechanism, but it explains the very difficult concept. Right. But
it doesn't hold water all the way through.
No, it does hold water all the way through. Because this
well, it works backwards.
It only, the Chazal, if you learn that a Sefer Torah is a Heftza, like an Esrog, then it doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense. You find the soul, everything backwards is no good. But if you look at it from this lumdus, that this, the reason why you need a Sefer Torah is Dvarim Shebech Sav. Tell me, when you read the parasha, did you read it from a script? From a piece of paper, from a parchment? You certainly did. Oh, but there's a psul later on. Well, I wasn't laning that. I wasn't learning that section, so those words, I didn't say Baal Peh, the words that I said Bechsaf. Me'ikar hadin, that's enough. Chazal v'machnir, and they said, don't use this if there's a problem later on. But that problem later on is not such a problem that after the fact, when you discover it, to disqualify what you have done. It's a beautiful lundis. A new yisoid from Rav Toledano. Now there's another popular lundis. This is more classic, more traditional lundis, that explains lundis. There's a major hakira, what exactly is the din of Kriya Satara? Is it a din to read, or is it a din to hear? Is it Shmiya or is it Kriya? Now, my nafkamina was, if it's a din of Kriya, may Iker Hadin, every single person should have to lay in the entire parasha from a Sefer Torah by himself Shabbos morning. Shabbos morning, everyone has to line up. Everyone takes out a Sefer Torah. Everyone should make a bracha shalein. It's not practical. So there's a principle called Shoinea Ke'oine. You read it. I'll listen. My listening is equivalent to reading. So really, when I'm listening, what am I reading? I'm really reading. Is that the lumdus? Or no, that's not what Chazal had in mind. Chazal had in mind that you should listen to Kriya Satara. The Torah, there should be, Torah should be studied. Torah should be promoted. It was never meant to be a din Kriya. L'may nafkamina, okay, all this is abstract. L'may nafkamina, shnayim mikra v'echa targum. Are you allowed to be yotze one of... You have to read the psukim twice. Shnai talacha, ve'el shmois b'nei Yisrael, shnai mikvecha targum. Can you be yotze one time reading through Kriya Satara? I'll listen to the... I don't have to do the first thing, you don't have to do all together. Because the first thing you hear, mincha, and Monday, Thursday, and Shabbos. So you never have to read the first aliyah. Right. You only have to do the targum, the first aliyah. And the second, and the rest of the parasha, you only have to read one time, because I'll be samech when I hear in shul. There's no question, shnayim mikra v'yecha targum, it's mikra. Shnayim mikra. You have an obligation to read. So you have an obligation to read. If the din of kriya satar is the din of mikra, to read the parasha, it's not practical for everyone to read the parasha. So this Shemaya Ka'ineh. So Shemaya Ka'ineh makes it like Mikra. So then I can be Yotze. But if you learn, that's not what Chazal had in mind. There's no such thing as reading, mitzvah of reading the Sefer Torah. The mitzvah is to learn the Torah. It's Talmud Torah Derabim. It's to listen. So it's not on par. It's not the same level as Shnayim Mikra V'yecha Targum. What they're doing in Shul, you're not Yotze. It's Shemea Ka'ine. There's no din Shemea Ka'ine. It's listening. When you listen to Kriya Satara on Shabbos, you're just listening to the laning. That listening is not upgraded to the status of Mikra. Shnai Mikra V'yecha Targum is a din Mikra.
I've heard, to be Yotze Shnai Mikra, you can say it along with Balfour.
Oh, you're saying it along. You're saying it along. That's your own Mikra.
It's better for that person than the Balfour. It can still only be Mekayim at once. Even though he's saying it, but he can't listen and say it at the same time.
The Balfour himself.
It's only Mekayim once.
Yeah.
Whereas the people listening, if they say it along with him, it will be Mekayim
twice.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a different, whole different longness. But this is a nafkamina.
Yes.
Now, therefore, how does it apply to a Sefer Torah that's possible? This also explains love. If a Sefer Torah that's possible, what exactly is the mitzvah? What exactly is the mitzvah of listening to Kriya Satara? Is it Mikra or is it Shmiya? So, if you learn that it's a din of Shmiya to listen to Torah, if you discover later on that the Sefer Torah is possible, that does not take away from the fact that you listened to Kriya Satara. I listen. L'chatchila, Chazal said that when you do the mitzvah of listening to the Torah, it should be done from a Sefer Torah that is kosher. If you discover later on that the Sefer Torah was possible, okay, so that's after the fact. But you cannot deny the fact that you did listen to this week's Sedra. But if you learn it's a din of Mikra, you have to read what it says inside.
And
you have to read from a kosher Sefer Torah. If you discover later on there was a defect in the Sefer Torah, then you did not do a proper Mikra. Because you only can do a proper Mikra when you have an object that is a kosher, an object that is 100% kosher. This nafkin means, so therefore, the fact that we are Makel, and we hold that if you find the Sefer Torah later on, that's possible, we don't go back to the very beginning, is an indication that the laning on Shabbos is not a din of Mikra. It's not a din that you have to lean from a Sefer Torah. It's not a din in the reading. And the tzibur is yotzer reading with Shomea Ka'oneh. It's a din of listening. And when it's listening, then the needs that the parchment and everything be 100% perfect are relaxed. L'chatchila, everything should be in place. But if you discover after the fact that something was missing, it's not so terrible because it's not a din in the reading. There are many rayas to this. What's the raya? Look at the bracha. Sunnis Purim. What's the bracha when we lay in the Megillah? Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Asher Kedeshanu B'mitzvotav Tzivanu Al Mikra Megillah. So shouldn't the bracha be when we lay in on this parsha, you get an aliyah, Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Asher Kedeshanu B'mitzvotav Tzivanu Al Mikra HaTorah, Al Mikra Torah. Why is the bracha Hashem Bochar Banu Micham V'Nas Lanu Es Torah Soi Baruch atah Hashem Nesina Torah? There's no mention in the bracha of Mikra. There's no mention. The bracha is, you gave us the Torah, Hashem Nosalot Torah SMS. The nusach of the bracha, the contrast in the nusach of the bracha for getting an aliyah verse, the nusach of the bracha for laying the Megillah, and all the Megillahs don't say bracha. What?
There's no bracha of saying to listen.
It doesn't say to listen, but it doesn't say to listen, but the theme is a good point. It doesn't say to like the shofar, l'shmoya kol shofar. It doesn't say that, it's a good point, but it's still not nikkur, it's soft. Asher bochar banu, nosal lanu es Torah, so it's a gift. It's not a din nikra, it's a din in listening. A din in listening? Nimela, it's not so terrible if you find the psul later on because you still listen to what the Torah said. Another nafkamin, just to prove this point, is that when the people get the aliyah on Shabbos, do you have to have kavana to be yotzeh with their bracha when they get with their aliyah? When they get a bracha, Baruch Hu Es Hashem Hamavarach, and they make Baruch Atah Hashem Kim L'Cholam, do you have to have kavana? I have to listen very carefully to the answer of their bracha and answer amen, because they're going to be mitzeh me with the bracha of Kriyas HaTorah. You never heard of such a thing. No. You should answer amen, but more often than not, the person who makes the bracha says it very quietly, doesn't have a loud voice. There's no din to listen with kavanah to be yoytzei the bracha of the oileh.
That's for, still the background on saying
yashkoyah.
That's what you're saying it for to the oileh when it comes down and it says yashkoyah.
Who's you?
Motzi.
All right, that's not so. It's not so clear. But you never heard of, there's no halacha that you have to have kavanah to be yoytzei with his bracha. Why not? If the laning on Shabbos is the mikra, everyone gets very worked up. Purim. Listen to the brachas. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Asher Kedeshanu. Okay, Parsha Zohar. When the Takan gets the Ali, the bracha, the one that gets the Ali for Parsha Zohar, when he makes the bracha, some shuls, the rabbi announces that the bracha he makes for his aliyah is the bracha for the mitzvah of Zechiras Mechiras Amalek, and you have to have kavana to be yosef with the bracha. But on a regular aliyah, you don't have any bracha kavana. And there's even a writer, and the Gemara has a whole story in Mitzrayim with the flags. They with the flags, they told them there, Tosfos says they wave the flags like San Shal Mitzrayim when they should answer amen to the brachas. You cannot be yoytze if you don't hear the bracha. You can answer amen when someone waves a flag, but you can't be yoytze a bracha. So you see, beferish, you're not yoytze. But what do you mean if the mitzvah is to lain shemeya ka'ina? He's doing my obligation. I have to have a different type of bracha. I have to have kavana. The fact that we do not have the bracha of mikra and we do not have kavana to be yoytze is an indication that there is no mitzvah to read the Torah. The mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah is to listen to what it says in this week's parasha. The Chazal v'machmir, you should use a sefer Torah that's kosher. And if you know that it's not kosher, don't use this Sefer Torah. But there's no mitzvah to read from this Chafsa Shal Mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to listen to the words. Therefore, we can appreciate the leniency is that when you do discover later on in the laning that there was the Sefer Torah was posted later on, you have no obligation to go back and read over that section. Because that section was not a mikra. That section was just a listening. So take away two yesoides. Kriyas HaTorah, it's a din shenir. It's not a din mikra. The bracha proves it. You cannot be yoytze shnayinik of yechatargum. You don't have to have kavana. You can be yoytze when someone waves the flag, went to answer amen. You're not being yoytze. and Nenela we understand the leniency. And the other Yitzhak from Rav Toledano is the reason why you have a Sefer Torah is for one purpose only. Dvorim Shebichsav Iyatar Rishai Lo'oyre Malpeh. It's not a Din Chetza, Nenela, and did you fulfill Dvorim Shebichsav? You certainly did. Every single word was read from a piece of paper. You certainly did. L'chatchil, Chazal say you should use a Sefer Torah that's kosher. But we could appreciate the leniency when after the fact you discover there's a defect, that it's still, the Yavet, it was still a kosher leaning until the point. Okay, we'll stop here.